PJ Podcast. Sit in.
Hello, welcome to tonight's podcast. Got to be quick, got to go home, got to iron a suit.
Oh, yeah. Got to get race ready.
Yeah. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a black dress with embroidery on it. It's long sleeves.
Oh, God.
What?
Is the embroidery the brand of the dress so you can get the plug on?
No. Right. No. The embroidery is a variation of illustrations, including flowers.
It's not your Instagram handle, is it?
No. Can you stop it?
You will look lovely, no doubt. Always do at these events.
No. I don't need... Well, I've got no idea, like... I don't know. I'm a bit worried about my makeup because I'm not very good at doing my makeup.
Just don't go full on.
No, I won't.
Alex,
I'm going to wear a bright lip.
Like what?
I'm going to wear a red lip because that's easy, and then I'll do light eyes.
Just...
What? Because then it gets on my teeth?
Yeah, just as the day goes on.
I know.
You look like you, you know, a lipstick. Like you ate a lipstick.
Like I made out with a clown.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. Yeah. Alex, any feedback for Paige?
You're not going to make out with a clown again this year, are you?
I've never made out with a clown, to be clear.
I remember that year like it was yesterday.
Do you know what? That was funny. Great
to see it.
This morning it was great. He gave me one of those balloon animals when he left.
He's really? Like, is there actually a clown there? Oh, you're taking the piss. Okay. Good. No, I did.
We're off your chops. You don't remember.
No. So there was a clown.
Remember? You were like, he's going to give me a ride home in his funny little car.
Okay, now. You're right. It's so embarrassing. I had to ask Jace to bring his straightener for me tomorrow. I'm like, hey, mate, can I borrow your straightener?
Hey.
What?
I got a mini cloud nine.
Yeah, we've planned our morning, so we're going to get there. You jump in the shower. When you're in the shower, I'll straighten my hair.
Hang on. You're making it sound like we're in the same room.
No, we'll all be in the room together.
No. We've got separate rooms.
Jace did ring me this morning. He goes, can you just make sure that we've got a different room to PJ? Don't mind getting changed with you, but make sure PJ has another room.
I like my own room. I like my own space getting ready.
Okay.
I don't want a half an hour. I need to get ready.
Well, I need to use your straightener though.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. You can use my straightener
while room.
Yeah, while I'm having a shower. And when I blow dried my hair, I'm going to need my straightener.
You literally put more effort into your hair than me.
Well, you know, I couldn't make out with a clown. Seems like, you know, big things have happened at the races.
Hey, Paige, can you get us into the lounge tomorrow?
Oh, get us in the lounge. Come on, mate. They do all that free food.
You always go on about the Kransky.
What I don't want is you and I in the food court tomorrow and we're following her on Instagram and there she is with the champagne. Come on.
Stop.
Yes or no?
Jace is the one.
All right. We got to go. Jace. Alex, have a great night, everyone.
We'll
see you at the races. Bye.
Bye. The Jace and PJ Podcast.
Hey, what did you get up to on the weekend?
I caught up with a lot of friends, actually.
Yeah, right.
Friday, I ended up with my flatmate, with some of his mates.
Yep.
Saturday, we were at Alex's.
Oh, yep.
Sunday, hung out with my cousin last night.
Yeah, right, just a family thing.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, Lou and I were heading back to the apartment, because we're living in this apartment at the moment before we move. And out of the corner of my eye, I noticed little demountable tents and a lot of balloons. And they'd shut off a street, right?
I think I saw something of this on your Instagram.
Yes, yeah. I posted a thing because the thing, my alarm bells went off and went, if it's a street fair, there'll be a sausage sizzle. This was about 11:45. What?
Saw the tents and you're like, ding, 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 ding,
well,
ding.
Well, tents and balloons. Tents, balloons, and they've shut
Uncle
off.
Uncle Jace is here.
They've shut off a street. So I'm like, I don't know what they're raising money for, but I might as well go and support it.
Yeah.
And I thought, this will be great. You know, there'll be a sausage sizzle. Because you shouldn't have demountable tents and balloons and close off streets unless you're putting on a barbecue. Anyway, I said to Lou, look, she put the boys down for a sleep and I went over. I was like doing a sausage run. And I'm cruising through and there was a lot of people and I didn't know if it was a private event.
Oh, God.
And a lot of people had numbers. Like I thought, oh, it's going to be a fun run.
Oh,
this is weird.
It's a marathon.
Yeah, but that's what I thought. This is a marathon. This is the finish line. And I thought, well, I'll just sort of mill in with the crowd. So it looks like I'm part of the family supporting.
You'd fit in with a marathon kind of crowd.
Yeah. And I'm looking around and no sausage sizzle. All there was a dumpling truck. And so I rated that. And then I realized where I was. I didn't even know they do this. It was the Waiter of the Year race. I'm not sure if that's the correct title, but it was at the hill in Parnell in Auckland, and they had, because I heard the announcement like, here they come down the finish line. I thought, oh, here we go. I've timed this well. This is the end of the marathon. And then I look around, and it's guys and girls in full black and white waiter gear.
Are they running with food?
Holding trays with oysters, champagne, and glasses, and they're running up the hill, and some people are smashing them, so they're out. And the whole idea of the race is to get up the hill without breaking the glasses.
That's amazing.
What a random event I found myself at.
Because when you do like work at those top kind of restaurants, I've never done that before, do you actually have to do training like that? Wouldn't that be outstanding?
I don't think that's how it works. Jamie Oliver's restaurant, mate, he's not making him abseil 20 metres holding
obstacles with oysters.
Yeah, you're going to take this lamb for two, which is shredded. No, it's not. And I'm sitting there and I'm clapping all these people. Yeah. I'm like, this is possibly the most random event I've ever been to in my life.
Did you talk to the winner?
No, I just stayed clear. I definitely had a few looks like, Jace, what are you doing at the random, you know what I mean, like waiter of the year awards? I felt very out of place.
Did you get free oysters at least?
No, I got... Oh, mate, I raided that dumpling truck.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Look, there's been a lot of negative press out of Hollywood over the last few weeks with continual sexual misconduct allegations. And it's horrific. It's really quite distressing, the stories that are coming out.
We were saying last week, it's almost like, all right, try and guess which celebrity's next.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I guess to shift the focus a little bit and to focus on actually the positive things that do come out of the industry, a Twitter user has actually asked people who have had links to the industry to post positive stories.
About celebrities.
About celebrities, just showing that they're not all terrible.
Like good deeds? Asked,
good deeds, yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
And things that they do that not everyone knows about them. So first up, someone posted this. Chris Martin of Coldplay visits kids' hospitals in every country he goes on tour with his band to. He spends hours just chatting to them, singing to them, giving them presents and cheering them up. And he never lets anyone know about it. The only evidence of it is from people who have actually first-handed taken photos.
See, that's good.
That's really cool. So like it's not like he's parading it going, oh, this is what I do.
I've been at radio stations before where like the media people have rung up going, just letting you know the artist is going into the hospital today. And it's like, well, that's great. Sort of takes the funnel.
Well, he's obviously doing this because
he actually wants to do it. It's not just for promo.
No. Yeah. Tom Hiddleston, someone tweeted, he ran into me in the street once and spilt my coffee. He apologised so many times, the words started to sound weird and he actually bought me another coffee.
Good on him. I thought you were going to say Tom Hanks. I'm like, oh, what's Tom done?
I do have one about Tom.
What's Tom done?
What has Tom done? Oh, wait, can I get to him soon?
Okay, right.
Keanu Reeves regularly takes pay cuts so that his wages can be used to pay the crews on his movie bonuses.
Really?
That's cool, eh?
You should take a lesson out of it.
Peter Dinklage stopped riding his scooter because he saw my dog was scared of it. He came up to her and said, ah, these are the worst, aren't they? He pet her and then walked his scooter the next few blocks before he actually got back on.
Really?
That's cool, eh?
What a good man.
And Tom Hanks, Tom Hanks took the phone out of my then wife's hand at a reception so he could speak Spanish to my mother-in-law on the phone just because. Are you expecting something?
I was hoping like, hey, Tom bought me a house.
I'd say that's one of many cool things Tom Hanks has done. Like,
maybe
always
said in,
so many good
maybe
stories.
He said in Spanish, I'm buying you a house. We don't know.
Maybe.
We weren't there.
Let's
we
never just assume that.
She was screaming. I mean, it was a good scream. It's the sort of scream I'd do if someone bought me a house. Hey, 9696, I just thought, if you've seen a celebrity do a good deed.
Oh, that's nice. Bring it local.
Yeah. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's see what we get.
Okay. 9696, positive.
You reckon we'll...
No.
Hey, I once saw PJ and shit. No, okay. And no negative stuff. I don't need my name dragged into this.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
We're going to be at Christchurch Races, Cup and Show Week as well. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a little dress. I nearly got a fascinator, but then I was like, no, I'm not going to do a fascinator this year.
Great chat.
I'm so bad at the whole fashion thing. So, yeah. Yeah, oh fascinator free.
Oh, my God. Imagine you on the red carpet for E. What are you wearing? A dress. I was going to get a fascinator. And then the whole country pauses and you look at the camera and go, but I didn't. E. So, keep an eye out for us tomorrow. We won't be wearing fascinators, but we will be doing the $1,000 handshakes. Every 100th person we shake hands with wins $100. Every 1,000th person wins $1,000. And if you're lucky... Paige will get you to hang around for a chat. And they're always riveting.
Oh, I saw a headline earlier today, Jason. I had to double check that your name was not involved in the news article. The headline read, McDonald's drive-thru descends into chaos over nuggets order. Now I'm going to play you a bit of audio that happened.
I'm Jace from ZN. I will come back. So, what was that?
So that's two customers, and basically it was early in the morning over in Indianapolis, over in the States, and their nuggets order didn't come through as they had planned. I feel like there are so many stories about this lately.
We should do nugget news. Like, Alex, can we get an opener made for nugget news? Like, anytime there's a breaking story somewhere in the real world regarding nuggets, we normally do it on the show.
I could do a live one.
Yeah, go.
Oh,
for
yeah,
it.
Go.
Okay, all right, go for
dun,
it.
Dun, dun, dun.
He's got
nugget
it.
News.
Yeah, no, get one organised. I don't like the live
pre-recorded
one. The live one.
So the altercation came about because two girls were complaining they'd never received the chicken nuggets they'd ordered and paid for.
Yep.
But instead of them receiving them, the server showed them a receipt proving they were not on the order.
Oh, well, that's their fault.
Well, 100%.
And especially because Macca's now have the screen.
Yeah.
So you know when you order at the drive-thru, it comes up with your order. Do you see that?
No. I don't go there every day like you.
No, I don't. No, well, you're at Fascinator shopping. Do I get one? Do
well,
I
no,
not?
Obviously I'm
do
not.
Do I get one? Do I not? Oh, it's 5 o'clock. The store needs to close. No, they've got like a big monitor up. So when you're ordering, your order comes
up. So does that mean everyone else can see what you're ordering? That's embarrassing.
What do you reckon they're looking at you going?
It's public shaming.
She's going to eat the 20 nuggets for $10 pack? Oh, my God.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Look, on Saturday evening, we had numero uno of our farewell drinks. Because when you leave, you know, there's a lot of people you've got to catch up with. And Alex, our producer's parents, kindly put on a lovely little gathering.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Oh,
Susan and Graham.
Graham and Susan. Absolute.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Good sorts. Yeah. Now, you actually left before things got a little bit more official and a little bit more sentimental.
Well, I had the kids. So
yeah.
The boys were there. It got to 7 o'clock. It was getting to witching hour. And if any parent knows, you don't go out past 7 because they turn into gremlins.
Yeah. So not too long after you left, actually, Alex's dad, Graham, did the old ding, 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 ding.
Why didn't you do it when I was there?
Oh, because not everyone was there yet.
Most of the people were there.
Yeah, but there was still some key players.
I'm the key player. My name's in the leaving title. Jason PJ are leaving. What other key players?
You left and a speech was made.
Oh, he could have even FaceTimed me
yeah,
in
you'd
for
take it.
It
personally.
Would he wait for me to drive up the driveway and go, car's clear, ding, ding, ding. God.
So anyway, yeah, Alex's dad did a lovely speech. Like, it was so nice. He said thank you to you.
That's great. Yeah, cool. Got a shout out. I want to know what key players were missing. Anyway.
He was, you know, thanking all the people Alex had worked with, for everyone, for all their support.
Yep.
And it was actually like a really sentimental speech. It was lovely.
I wouldn't know. I wasn't there.
Look around the room. There's like hardly a dry eye. Everyone's really getting into it.
Yep.
And then I look at your mates, because two of your mates, Juzzy and Kirk, actually came along to the party.
Yeah.
And they're cracking up. And I'm like, I walk over to them.
They're loose units. They're not made for sentimental occasions. Yep.
And I'm like, gosh, what's going on? And they're like, during the speech, because there's a TV on in the background.
Yeah.
During the speech, there must have been like an R18 music video on. And there was literally about three people, how do we say this, cuddle dancing.
Going at it on the TV.
Well,
and is Graham, Alex's dad, standing in front?
No, Graham's at that end. So some people can see it.
Right.
Some people go, I obviously was so engrossed in the speech, I didn't notice.
I hope people didn't look up and go, oh, God, he's doing a PowerPoint presentation. Oh, my God, what's that for?
So that's what the show's about.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, God, well, right. Well, all of a sudden, I'm glad I missed the speeches. And see, you don't want to be the person laughing as well. You know what I mean?
No, exactly. That's why I was like, guys, were you not listening to the lovely, meaningful words he just said?
Now it's not the time.
Paige, did you not say it?
Anyway, who were the key people?
Oh my God, I just said it.
The Jason PJ podcast.
The other night this happened, Lou and I were discussing what we're going to have for dinner. She's like,
obviously.
We're like, let's get Uber Eats tonight, which adds up, mate. You had $6 on there for delivery.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I love
it. Costs a lot to be lazy, believe it or not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, laziness costs a fortune. Yeah. And anyway, we're deciding what we're going to get. And she's like, I really want Japanese. And I'm like, babe, Japanese is quite expensive.
Mm.
Like for a takeaway meal.
Yeah, it adds once you get the gyozas, your edamame beans.
They're 12. 12 bucks for those little parcels. Little
beef tataki.
Yep. All of a sudden, we're at 30. Hello. And they say it's our fillet. It's not. It's
don't
sirloin.
Get me started on the miso.
Oh, no. So I think Japanese came to like $65, which was ridiculous.
Mm.
She didn't even flinch at that, right? She was like, oh, cool, it's dinner. And then after dinner, I went to brush my teeth. And as I'm brushing my teeth, you know when, have you ever eaten a piece of fish and they leave the bones in it?
Yeah.
And you can feel the tiny little bones in your mouth? That's what it felt like as I'm brushing my teeth and I'm getting all these little things caught in my mouth and in my teeth.
What?
pulled out the toothbrush.
Yeah.
And it was quite possibly the cheapest looking toothbrush I've ever seen in my life. And I walk out to Lou and I'm like, what are these? Because she did the shopping. And she's like, I got us all new toothbrushes. They're a dollar. I'm like, they're a dollar. It feels like I've just eaten a salmon in my mouth without deboning it. And she's
that's
like,
that's a really bad feeling.
She's like, Colgate toothbrushes are like $4.95. I'm like, this is dental care.
Yeah.
You want me to brush my teeth with a bit of like fish bones for a dollar? And then right at that point as we're having an argument about this and she's telling me we need to save money, that'll be the $65 Uber Eats. Like, it makes no sense. If we keep using her toothbrushes, I won't have teeth to... I'll be gumming Uber Eats in 3 years.
Yeah, but you pick your wins. You choose your battles. And the battle is obviously the toothbrush.
It's just a... Like, I'm all up for saving money. That's not the place.
I'm guilty of this. I talk about it a lot.
What do you do?
I literally avoid putting petrol in my car. It's terrible. And, like, obviously, I can't get anywhere when I don't have any petrol in there. So I'll leave it till the very, very, very last second.
Yet... Why aren't you doing petrol? Because you're busy online shopping. You'll spend a fortune on that.
No, not recently.
Did you buy Sunnies on the weekend?
Maybe.
How much were they?
Oh, don't do this.
How much were they?
It was for the races.
How much were they?
I didn't buy a new dress for the races. So I've got some. Doesn't matter.
Over 100?
Doesn't matter.
Over 2?
Doesn't matter.
Are we in the threes?
No, absolutely not.
But how are you getting to the races? Not in my car because I got no fuel. You'll be hitchhiking. Everyone will be going, should we pick up the chick in the new expensive Sunnies?
You pick your battles, okay?
You can't see the phone screen because you've got your new Sunnies on, but I'll throw to the callers.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I want to know, does your partner save money in just stupid places?
Someone texted saying, my hubby wanted to do a home job for his passport photo. That was after they rejected the same photo he used for the previous passport. I made him go get a proper one. What a rip-off at $16, he thought.
Yeah, but you can't muck around with passport
photos.
No,
you can't. Like, that's literally your way of getting out of the country.
Yeah, so. Or getting back in.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do? Get a mate to do a sketch, Gary.
I actually tried to do that. Do you,
you
remember?
You did so. Because you didn't want
to
spend
the money. I had to get a
new
passport and I was like, oh, wait, we can avoid the old cost down at the pharmacy.
I've got 4,000 selfies on my phone. Surely one of these.
Yeah.
God. All right, 0800 dials at M. G'day, Amber. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Your partner tries to save money in stupid ways?
It's actually me. It drives my partner insane. I have a tyre that keeps going flat and I keep pumping it up every single day.
Oh.
I refuse to buy a patch for it, yet on the weekend I bought an impulsive trip to Aussie.
Oh, Amber.
So you bought flights to Australia, yet every morning you still need to pump up the tyre.
Yeah, and it looks ridiculous.
Here's a question. What do you do when you get back from Australia, pick your car up from the car park and it's got a flat tyre?
Pump in the back of the car
for
days where,
mate,
I'm not near a gas station and it's flat.
Oh, Amber, for your own safety, get it fixed.
Oh, well, eventually.
Yeah, she will after she goes to Australia and spends some money there on the Gold Coast on new swimmers and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. $0800 Hannah, hello.
Hi.
Where do you save money in silly places?
It's my dad, actually. He buys the cheapest dishwashing liquid, soap, toothpaste, washing powder, but he spends a fortune on books because he won't go to the library.
Oh, God. And like, when
oh,
you,
that's sweet.
No, because when you go cheap on all the dishwashing stuff, you open it and the dishes are never clean.
Yeah.
They're never clean. Get him a library card. This is what I don't get. Save money. I'm all good with that, but just don't do it in stupid places.
Hello, Hayden. Welcome to the show.
Hello, PJ. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How do you save money or someone you know in a silly way?
My wife is still supplying our toothpaste and shampoos and whatever from holidays that we've done overseas with the complimentary shampoos and toiletries.
You know what, Hayden? I actually don't think that's a stupid idea.
That's actually quite smart.
No, because depending on the hotel, a lot of the time the products are actually nice.
Jace, this is from Southeast Asia. They're not nice.
Right, okay, all right, gotcha. Okay, cool, they're knockoffs and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
On the flip side, she's got no qualms about spending $400 on a pair of shoes.
Shoes?
What?
God. Oh, don't you talk.
What?
Don't you dare go. What?
What?
How much were your Sunnies?
Doesn't matter.
Over 300?
No.
Over 4?
Got Sia and Zane's latest track coming up next. Here's some ads.
ZM's Jason PJ.
You know how, like...
I love it when you come out of a song and you sigh.
Oh,
it just sets the tone for what we're about to talk about.
I regret clicking on an article. I got clickbaited.
You get caught into the old clickbait.
Yeah, like, you know me, I'm a bit of a hygiene freak. I admit that. And you Are they complete opposite?
No, no. I just say I'm a little bit more relaxed. I invite bacteria into my life.
I wash and you don't.
I think you can get too sterile.
Right. Well, see, I don't think you can be clean enough. I've actually just used, they've got one of those pumping antibacterial things out in promotions at the moment.
Oh, like Purell.
Yeah, I think I've used it like 8 times on my hands already. What's
he doing?
I was reading an article today about the amount of times you should throw out and replace underwear.
Don't.
And it went on just like all the diseases and all that stuff.
Do we even know that they're qualified people?
The Good Housekeeping Institute, the GHI.
Never heard of them.
Well, neither did I, but they've got a full guide. did you know apparently you're supposed to wash your pillow, not pillowcase, pillow, every 6 weeks? Have you ever washed your pillow?
How do you wash your pillow?
Like you put it in the machine.
Shut up.
Yeah, I didn't know you do that either. I didn't know you do that either. Oh. And your duvet twice a year. Not the cover.
A full-on duvet.
Yeah. Guess how you do that?
Put that in the washing machine.
You got it.
Would that fit?
Well, apparently. Depends.
Really?
So then I was having a read of this article where they went on about how often...
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
First things first, you should always wash underwear in hot water. I've only done cold washes. Apparently cold washes don't kill the bacteria.
Put it on the washing machine.
You don't even know the settings, do you?
Yeah, I think it's cold water.
Well, most people's clean underwear. Their clean underwear contain up to 10,000 living bacteria, right?
Not fresh from the shop.
Up to 90% of dirty tea towels that you put in a machine contain E. coli bacteria found in human feces.
Oh, grim.
Yeah. How often should you replace underwear?
I've heard this before.
When was the last time you replaced?
It's funny you say this because we're packing up and stuff. I've definitely...
Every year. Every year you're supposed to throw. Can I just point out the pressure that's on guys today to have expensive underwear with a big band that says Calvin Klein? Like, mate, I would be holding on to them for as long as they work.
Really? Every year?
Every year.
What about bras for women? Did it say that?
No, I guess every year you're supposed to.
It's less.
You're supposed to get rid
of it. Did it say how often you meant to wash your bras?
No, I skim past the bra section.
Yeah, right. Okay.
If that really took an interest to me, then there'd be an issue we'd be discussing on the air right now. You with me? I can tell you now, mate. Mine are a lot older than a year.
That is disturbing.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Found some interesting information out today, Jason. It surprised me a little bit. And if you're a single woman, kind of cool news. Basically, new research has found that women prefer being single over men. Which I found that quite interesting.
Women prefer being single.
Yeah,
than
to being
tied down
in relationships with men.
Who's run these stats? The other reason I question it is because I'm sure there'd be single people in their car right now going, well, that's not true.
Yeah, not 100%. So the data came from a survey by consumer analysts Mintel. And basically it showed that 61% of single women are happy with their relationship status compared to just 49% of single men.
I wonder if dating websites have taken a hit then.
Could potentially
have.
Do you
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's 2017, you sit there and go, I don't need a man to make me happy.
Look at you, reciting lyrics from the Pussycat Dolls.
But you know what I mean? Like a lot more people are career driven these days, so I get that.
And the data also showed 75% of single women have not actively looked for a relationship in the past year compared to 65% of single men who haven't.
I'll tell you now, you will fall into a relationship when you're not looking for one.
That's the thing, and that's what I've literally come to realise lately.
Yeah, if you're out every weekend...
I reckon people pick up on those, not desperate vibes, but if you're... what?
They do.
They do, eh?
They do.
Like, look, I'm not going to lie. I know I've put out some desperate vibes at times, but sometimes you've just actually got to embrace being on your own.
You definitely went through a patch this year where it was quite clear...
What?
You were looking.
Yeah, but I've come out of that.
Yeah, you are now.
Thank you.
You are coming
finally
out.
Finally.
You said last week, you walked in here and you're like, guys, just want to announce, I don't need a man to make me happy. And then we started a stopwatch. And Alex, how long did we get before we had to stop the stopwatch? Because she inquired about, I don't know, if some staff member was coming to a party.
Oh, whatever.
I think the first time was under 20 minutes.
So good for you. There was 20 minutes. You were one of the stats.
It's been going for 6 days, so be proud of me.
Yeah, you are. You've definitely turned that corner.
No, I just think you've got to be fully happy with yourself first. And then, as you say, then it'll come out of nowhere. So,
are you ready for a relationship now?
Yeah, I think so. so, but like I'm not looking for it.
Right, good for you.
Thank
See,
you.
There you go. And I'm telling you now, it'll come out of nowhere. And if everything goes to plan, we'll move to Melbourne. You'll fall in love with an AFL player.
No!
And we will all sponge off your finances.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Jace and PJ's limited edition novelty souvenir one time only exclusive birthday candle scented car air freshener.
Okay, so last week on the show, we released our limited edition car air freshener. The scent was birthday candle smell. You know when you blow out a birthday candle?
Hang on, it was meant to be birthday candle.
It is. Just give it a few days.
Yeah, and then it starts to smell like a birthday candle.
Yeah, or you convince yourself it does. So, like, when you blow out a birthday candle, you get that smoky yet sweet smell.
Mm.
We captured that. We put it in a limited edition car air freshener. 24 hours. 1,000 of them sold out for free.
Nationwide.
I mean, obviously they were free and we're handing them out, but 1,000 of them gone like that. When we were going to the mobile last week, I was like, this is going to be really embarrassing if no one's here.
Yeah, we were genuinely surprised when one person turned up.
Yeah, they were there for fuel, but we convinced them to take an air freshener.
Exactly.
And again, we were surprised they took one. So thank you to everyone that came out and got one. We did get a few people go, oh my God, I missed out and stuff like that. And we're like, look, you haven't missed out on much. And then... It's funny when you think about it now, because I'm not paying for it. But every now and then we get an email saying, hey, there's something for you in the mail room at work. And we got an email on Friday and I thought, oh, it might be booze. Like, a promotions company might be
just
sending
just in time
us,
for the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Or there's a few albums coming out. I thought maybe we got free albums.
Taylor Swift.
Exactly. When I went down to the mail room, there were several boxes. When I looked at the paperwork... It became clear that a group mistake was made. A group mistake was made in the ordering process of the car air fresheners. We made an agreement we're going to order 1,000.
Yeah.
I hit record on my iPhone because at about 2 o'clock I took the invoice that was attached to the boxes to Ross Boss, who's paying the glorious bill for the 1,000 air fresheners. This was his reaction when I gave him the invoice that was attached to the boxes that arrived.
G'day, mate.
Hello.
What's going on?
I've got something funny to show you.
Sounds like it's not funny. You said 1,000. Why the f*** is that 10,000?
I've got fat fingers, so when you order something online... Like, have a look on your keyboard. See the zero.
No, I don't do that, mate.
The zero is very close.
It's huge.
Do you want one?
No.
You can get it at Selected Mobiles.
It smells like mate. You can f*** off to Aussie, mate.
So news just in. We've got 10,000.
I think Ross took it well.
Oh, he loved it. So, due to a technical glitch, we may have ordered 10,000, not 1,000. So, several boxes arrived at the radio station on Friday. The good news is they have been sent out around the country. And coming up in 2 minutes, bang on 5 o'clock, they will be available nationwide at a shitload of mobiles.
Can we announce what mobiles are going to be available?
Let's go.
Okay, all right. So they're going to be available in Dargaville, Whangarei, Auckland, Hamilton, Cambridge, Karapiro, Huntly, Morrinsville, Matamata, Taupō, Te Awamutu, Thames, Gisborne, Hastings, Palmerston North, Bulls, New Plymouth, Tauranga, Opotiki, Rotorua, Wellington, Christchurch, Blenheim, Nelson, Dunedin.
And I know what you're thinking. Jace, you get a better deal the more you order. And you're right. You're right. When I looked at the price... Oi.
This is going to be so awkward when no one gets them.
Oh, we're definitely...
They're going to be sitting in so many petrol stations.
We are definitely...
For a long time.
We're definitely not doing a call around in 2 days to get numbers.
Who sold out?
Yeah.
Not us!
So, the not-so-limited edition car air freshener. We now...
I reckon 10,000 is still limited.
It is. We have 10,000... available now in mobiles around the country. You can see the full list of the exact mobiles at our website, ZM Online, and they will be available coming up in 30 seconds. Good on you, Ross.
Happy birthday to you. ZM's Jason PJ.
Hey, Tony, give us the facts.
The controversial topic of income bracket. So you're going to give us the car you drive, the age you are, and your marital status.
Yeah. This was PJ's idea.
No, it was not my idea.
Let's go to the phones. Caller number one, give us the facts.
I'm Lisa. I drive a Toyota Wish, and I'm separated.
You didn't give us your age.
33. 33. 33, drive a Toyota.
Wish. 33 and...
Separated. Okay.
Separated. Toyota. Can solid
I,
choice.
Sorry, can I just quickly ask, any kids?
Three.
Oh, okay. Kids? Well, that changes everything. I mean, like, because, I mean, I've got two and they just suck the money right out of you.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily dictate your income.
No, I know, but you'd have to have a decent income coming in. Toyota, not a super flashy car. You know what I mean?
Is a Wish one of the newer ones?
Yeah. Can I ask how old's the car?
Question. It's
just roughly
5 years old.
5 years, okay. So we don't know our expensive cars.
It's really hard because we don't know their jobs.
No, I know. If we ask their job, it's too easy. I'm saying, I'm saying 70 to 80. 79. Should we go 70 to 80?
Yeah.
Okay. Caller number one, do you make between 70 and 80?
I wish.
Oh, damn it.
50 and 40 and 50?
What was it?
42.
42, yeah. God, we were thinking high roller at the start, weren't we? All right, 0800 dial ZM. Caller number two, give us
Hey, guys. Hey, mate. Hey, give us the facts.
So I'm 25.
Yes.
I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
And I drive a Toyota Hilux SR5.
Okay. Hilux. Hang there.
Married.
Tradie. You can tell he's a tradie.
Yeah.
Hilux, cruising around. Tradies make good coin, but at 25, he's probably working for someone else. Do you know what I mean?
I've lost all confidence in myself.
I'm thinking 40 to 50.
You reckon?
Or 35 to 45 or 40 to 50.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe 35
to
45. 35 to 45. Okay.
Yep.
Are you making between 35 and 45?
Not anywhere close.
What is it?
80K.
Oh! What do you do? What are you, a drug dealer? What are you getting 80K for? Oh, my God. Are you a builder?
No, not even a tradie.
What do you do?
I'm a branch manager.
Oh.
What are you driving a Hilux for if you're a branch?
Keep it real, mate. Keep it down to earth.
Keeping it real, you know?
What do you, walk out of the bank, put your briefcase in the back? Like, that makes no sense.
We just fully reversed on those two.
I know.
Okay, we've got to find a common ground here.
Okay, caller number three, give us the facts.
Yep.
Right, 46 years old, drive a 2012 Nissan Maxima.
Yep.
And married.
It's a Maxima.
I don't know. It's not a minivan. He doesn't sound like
I'm Googling a Nissan Maxima.
Can I ask how old's the car?
2012, so 5 years.
Yeah, that's pretty new.
Yeah, that's not bad. Ask his job, Alex?
Oh, actually, Nissan Maxima, that's quite fancy.
Alex, can we ask his job? Can we at least ask his job?
Yeah, you can ask the job.
Okay, all right, okay, caller number three, what job do you do?
Coal miner.
Oh! Hello, money man.
Hang on, don't jump.
No, mate, this guy's rich as. You can hear it. You can hear his wallet in the background. I'm saying 150 plus. He's a miner, mate.
You reckon?
Yeah, he's probably like you. He's got someone driving him around. No,
the Nissan Maxima is really fancy.
Give me a look at it.
Look.
Yeah, 150.
He's got to be.
Yeah, I'm saying, are we saying over 150?
Yeah.
If he's earning over 150, he's way too intelligent for this show. All right. Caller number three, are you earning over 150?
Yep.
I tell you, mate, that's where the money is.
Is that here in New Zealand or is it overseas?
Nah, it's in Aussie.
In Aussie, yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yep.
If I fly back and forth.
Yeah, right. Sorry, what was your name?
Paul.
Can we have a grand?
Jason.
Had to ask.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I just want to do a quick little shout out to producer Alex's family for having us over on Saturday night because we all leave for Aussie. Oh, God.
Sunday.
This Sunday coming.
Father's Day.
This Friday.
Sunday morning. Sorry, I had to.
When? This Friday is our season finale, final show.
Yes.
So We went over to Alex's place. His parents held us over on Saturday night. I brought the boys. Lou and I were there. We left early. I know, Pete, you decided to kick on. Because it is quite a fair way out the coast.
It's a fair way out. And I decided to be responsible, stay there. I've stayed there before when Alex's family's had me.
I was watching on Instagram. You guys look like you actually went out paddleboarding and everything the next day.
Oh, yeah. She was all on.
Oh, made a little holiday of
it. Yeah, we were drinking green tea by 11 o'clock that night. Like, it was very tame, actually. It was lovely.
Mate, I'm not here to have a go and say you're wild partying and stuff. There is just a small issue I want to bring up. And I do this because I love you and I want you to learn from this. That's the only reason. Producer Alex got a phone call from his mum after you left their house. I've got the voicemail. I'll play it to you.
Your prepaid account balance is less than $10. Hi, you have one new message and one saved message. First new message.
Hey, darling. Hope you're having a good Sunday. I'm just letting you know that I just got home and the room that your friend PJ stayed in is in a little bit of a state. There's shit everywhere. The bed is unmade. There's wet towels on the floor and the bed. The curtains are still closed and there's crumbs all over the floor. Do you think you could rush back and tidy it up quickly because your dad's going to throw a banana otherwise? Love you, darling. Talk soon. Bye.
That's nice. I like when mum say I love you at the end. Listen, I'm just bringing this to your attention because you are 27 and we all love you, but Polly, it's time to grow up.
Can I defend myself?
No.
I did make the bed.
Alex?
I did, Alex. I pulled the duvet over.
Oh, God almighty.
And look, the wet towel, because we've been out swimming.
Yeah, you left the wet togs in there too.
Yeah, well, I put the togs inside the towel. So
where'd you leave it?
On the bed.
Mate, it's not a hotel.
I know.
You're staying at someone's house.
I don't want to put it on the floor.
So no, you don't put it on the floor. You say, hey, excuse me, Alex, where would you like the wet stuff?
Alex was outside and I was in a bit of a hurry. Oh,
you know what you should have done? Gone outside and hung them up on the washing line.
Oh, yeah.
Hindsight's a beautiful thing, guys. And
so is manners. Mate, it's time to grow up. His mum was genuinely upset. What's with the crumbs? What were you eating in bed?
I can't remember.
I had green tea.
Oh, it was on the green teas. I bet you're on the green stuff. I bet it wasn't tea. I'm like, mate, what planet are you on? God almighty.
ZM's Jason PJ.
It's no secret that cats love catnip. It's one of those plants that makes them feel really good.
What is it?
Catnip. You know, it's kind of like you give it to cats, it makes them happy. It's one of their favourite things.
Never heard of it. I'm not a cat guy, though.
Yeah, yeah, they go crazy for it. Anyway, different kind of plant two cats have happened to accidentally get into over in the States.
Right.
So a woman living in Massachusetts, in her home, she has got a bunch of plants. And these plants aren't your average, what do we call them, peace plants, although they are peaceful in some way.
Oh, like for medicinal purposes, some people would grow these?
Correct.
Don't know if legally you're allowed to grow them.
Well, this is in the States, so maybe it's legal in her state.
Pot plants.
Let's call them pot plants.
They're pot plants. They're
like
in
what
pot.
You've done there.
Yeah.
So she's got an absolute collection of these. And she was in her home when all of a sudden she heard like a big knock and a bang. And she didn't really think of much of it at the time. She came back into the room.
Yeah.
And there's soil everywhere.
Someone trying to steal the pot plants.
The plants have been knocked over. Her two cats are chilling on the floor.
Did they?
The cats accidentally ate the pot plant.
Right.
Which is nothing. It's never to be encouraged. She was obviously absolutely shocked. They're fine. They're okay.
They're chilling.
They're chilling.
They're working on Spotify, just chilling in the corner.
I don't know if they're controlling the playlist.
Well, don't know that. You don't know that. So the cats are...
Yeah, the cats accidentally ate the plant.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right, gotcha. Mm. Man, that's not safe.
Not safe at all.
At least they're okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you know, though, in 2014, reports of pets being exposed to marijuana has risen at least 50% since 2009.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I suppose it's more common. The pets are out there and stuff like that. Man. All right.
I found that really interesting.
I remember this was like years ago. There was a story about a sheep here in New Zealand because a plant fell off the back of a truck and a sheep ate it.
And it accidentally ate it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember. So it is, I guess it is common. Go with me. Have you accidentally eaten what the cats ate? Or have you been involved in a...
Someone who has.
Yeah, didn't do it on purpose.
No.
Because we don't want those calls. Can't put those, do we?
No.
But if you've been in a situation where you've accidentally eaten what the cat's eaten, or if it's recently happened, get someone else to dial the number.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
We want to know, have you accidentally eaten what the cat ate? Overseas, a couple of cats are in strife because, well, their owners, let's say, had a pot plant.
Yeah, they thought it was catnip and it wasn't. And, yeah, they were very chilled over the afternoon.
So if it's happened to you, 0800 dials at M or maybe someone you know. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello. Did you accidentally eat what the cat ate?
No, my best friend accidentally ate what the cat ate.
Right.
What happened?
Well, they thought that it was normal brownies, and so they pigged out and ate probably like 10 of them.
Oh.
And needless to say, they had a very awesome sleep that night.
Where was the brownies? Like just in the communal fridge in the flat or?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
Well, it should just be a universal rule, never touch a brownie.
Or if they're, you know, if they're those, cover them in tinfoil, normal brownies, glad wrap. Like, there should be a system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then, you know, tinfoil, you don't know what's under there. Tinfoil's a, hey, this is none of your business, what's under here, go about your business. You know, glad wrap's like, hey, look at me, help yourself.
Oh, 800 dollars in him. Did you accidentally eat what the cat ate? G'day, Sam, how are you?
G'day, good, yourself?
Yeah, good, buddy, good. What happened?
I went to a friend's birthday party and they put some what the cat ate in a bit of bread. It was a separate loaf that wasn't meant to be for everyone else. And a friend of mine sort of made himself a sandwich just along with the lunch food that was there. But he didn't realise this was the wrong bread. He'd never had it before. So it's fair to say about 20 minutes later, he spent the remainder of the party just sitting on the couch. Pretty happy.
And bread out of anything.
I bet he wanted another sandwich. Mate.
Seems like also, no comment.
Who's doing sandwiches at a party?
I'm down for sandwiches at a party.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you bringing out a toasted sandwich, Press?
I'm not complaining.
Would you do that? You're 21st. No yard glasses. We're going to have a sandwich, Press. Well, this is different.
I love a good sandwich. Rob, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, buddy. Bad. Did you accidentally eat what the cat ate?
I have accidentally eaten what the cat ate. When I was 13, my parents made an adult cake. And being 13, you know, they said, don't touch the cake. It's an adult's cake. It's not for kids. So, you know, 13, I snuck a piece. Needless to say, later on that night, I was found in my room and I was playing an Xbox. But the only thing was, I didn't own an Xbox or have a TV in my bedroom. But I was adamant I was playing the Xbox.
What kind of cake was it?
What do you think?
Well, no, I know.
What, did you just eat some as well? You know why people are calling.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Spy.co.nz.
Over the last couple of weeks, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez have been spotted hanging out a lot, leading a lot of people to believe that they are dating again. Now, of course, this is very soon after Selena Gomez broke up with The Weeknd. Now, The Weeknd has been spotted getting cozy with one of Justin Bieber's ex-girlfriends.
I was about to say it's all a bit incestuous, but when you think about it, the Bees has been with everyone, so...
Yeah, exactly. Well, he dated this girl back in 2015. So they were spotted hanging out over the weekend. Her name's Giovanna Ventura.
Model? Or?
Yeah, she's a model, I do believe.
I'm shocked. hang on. So The Weeknd's dating her. She dated Bieber.
Correct.
Bieber's back together with The Weeknd's ex, who was his ex, Selena Gomez.
Correct.
There we go.
You nailed that.
Bloody Christmas.
He's proud of you.
Christmas catch-ups are going to be awkward, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, so apparently The Weeknd, he was out on Friday night with this girl hand in hand. They were there for a solid 2 hours together.
You know who I feel for?
Who?
The groups of friends.
Oh, yeah, that's awkward.
Like, say if you were Bieber's friend, right?
Yeah.
Then you... Oh, no, hang on. Say if you're The Weeknd's friend.
You've got loyalty to...
So you've met Selena. Yeah. And you're like, hey, meet my new friend.
Yes.
Girlfriend. And then, Selena and I have broken up. Meet my new girlfriend. It's Selena's ex's. You know what I mean?
It's so confusing.
I'd be that person who'd go, you're so better off without them. And then they get back together. Yeah.
You've done that before.
That's me every time. Every time. It's like any guy you're seeing now. If you're like, oh, we're going to take a break.
I'm going to hold off for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I hold back because I know what's going to happen. I'll say it. You're so much better off, Paige. And then you'll come in Monday and go, we're in love. And I'll be like, oh, God.
That is your Spy. For more, you can hit up ZM online.
Jason PJ, weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.